Welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. If you would like to learn more about Active Faith, you can find us at active-faith.org. We are here to expel evil, reclaim the land, and heal the soul through the Word of God. I am Dr. Charlie, and today I want to talk to you about stuff. Stuff. I recently prayed with a woman. The moment she started talking and sharing her heart with me, I just sensed chaos in her life. And it was just oozing out of her pores. It wasn't just her mouth. And everything she said, she was uptight and tense and stressed. And I just had to stop her. I said, "What? Stop. Stop talking. I love you enough to tell you, stop talking. You're making it worse." And I said, "There's such a spirit of chaos around you." And she admitted that she felt that way all the time. And then I said, "I want to ask you some questions." And I began to dig deep because, as we always teach, we need to find the root of something. So I asked her how things were at work. "Fine. It's just that I'm always stressed, or I'm always unsure if I'm going to get to work on time. How are the kids?" "The kids are fine. They're busy, but they're fine." "Everybody's healthy." "Yes, everybody's healthy." "How's your husband?" "My husband is good. I mean, we're a husband and wife, and we have our little things now and then, but we really are good." So where is this chaos coming from? And in my heart, I just felt led to ask her, "Tell me about your home." And she said, "What about my home? It's a mess. I can't ever get anything done." And I said, "So it's just dirty? It needs to be cleaned?" And she said, "Well, that would help. But I have all this stuff, and I don't have anywhere to put it. And we're walking around it all the..." And she just began to share the chaos of her home. Two parents had died, and they had all these things from the parents and nowhere to put them. The garage was full. There was some in the hallway. Her bedroom was overflowing. There was clutter and chaos everywhere, in brown boxes, on shelves, in closets, spilling out into the shed in the backyard. And I said, "Why are you keeping all of these things?" And she said, "It's the only thing I have left of them." And I said, "What about your memories?" "Well, I have memories, but there's memories in all of this stuff." She had a problem with stuff. She was afraid that if she got rid of the things, that she would forget, or she wouldn't have something to remember them by. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God has not determined that we will live in fear of forgetting someone that we loved. He has not given us a spirit of fear that we won't ever have enough. He always provides for us. He gives us the power to push through difficult times, getting rid of things of someone we've lost. He gives us love and a sound mind when we keep the pathways of our life open and clear. Matthew 6:24 says it well. It says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." It's talking about division. If there's chaos in your life, I suggest that you look around you. What is causing the chaos? If you have to kick boxes full of stuff over every morning when you get up from the bed, or if you can't get to the garage that is supposed to have a car in it, or maybe some other things in it, because it's full of boxes that belong to dead people, you need to be asking yourself, whose master, what master are you really serving? Are you serving the God of stuff? Are you serving the God of peace and provision and love? You see, God doesn't want us to focus on stuff. Sure, there are always some very special trinkets that we want to keep from those we love. When my parents passed, I kept little things that were memoirs of them. But I didn't keep boxes and boxes and boxes. Instead, I just kept a few little things because I didn't want to be cluttered with stuff. We have to let go of the stuff so that we have room for God, because the more stuff we keep, the less God is going to be able to be fit in. We should be all about housing God and fitting in a few other things, and not in reverse. So I encourage you, are you living in a place of chaos? If you are, what is the root of your chaos? God never intended us to live that way. He is the God of peace, shalom peace. And he wants us to live in fullness and joy. He wants to be our strength and our provision. And we cannot serve two masters. So I encourage you today, what is the root of your chaos? This is Dr. Charlie.